We're all used to going to the theatre, and there are many, many famous theatres around the country and around the world. But I wonder whether any is in such an iconic setting as the Minnack Theatre in Cornwall. It's very close to Porthcurnow. And for those of you that know the Southwest, you'll know that it looks out over the Atlantic Ocean, a wonderful backdrop. And I must say that I'm here on what can be described probably so far as the hottest day of the year, so it is looking absolutely lovely. But what I'm here to do is not just enjoy the scenery and the theatre, but it's also to speak to members of the cast and company of a show that was put on here last week. It's called Come From Away. It's a musical that looks at the effects on air passengers of the 9/11 events. And I'm very pleased to say, to find out what it's like to produce and perform here, I'm joined to start with by two members of the Redruth Amateur Operatic Society. Frankie is a secretary and Ashley says he's just a committee member, but there's more than that, isn't there? Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Frankie, let's start with you. We are sitting here on the most gorgeous day. Just briefly describe what we're looking at here.
So at the moment, you can see our cast who are working with our director, Helen, who's also in the show. So she's in and out of her seat at the moment where they move the chairs around. So they are just working through parts of the show to work out the chair movements to make sure they're slick. And it's looking amazing. The weather is gorgeous. The scenery is perfect. We couldn't ask for more.
With a theatre like this, I'm assuming you have to book up a long, long time in advance to put a show on. It must be extremely popular.
Yeah, this is our 9th production down here now, so we are very lucky. We do get invited every time that we want to come down here, so we are very lucky to have been down here every 2 years for the last 20 years or so. So yeah, it's very, very special for us to be here, and obviously we're one of the local groups, one of the only local groups that comes down here, so it's very, very special.
Ashley, we're here on a lovely day. What happens if it's wet?
If it's wet, it will get cancelled only if that's the kind of worst-case scenario. If it's unsafe for the performers, that's when it then gets cancelled, and that's the Minnack's decision. That's not us as a company. And they will then refund everybody who is supposed to come to that performance. But we've been very, very lucky with the weather so far.
The musical that you performed last week, it's called Come From Away. It's quite a new musical for obvious reasons, but one that's really taking root amongst fans.
Absolutely. It's got a bit of a cult following, I think, at the moment. And I think it's because it's based on a true story and it's so clever as a piece of theatre. There's only 12 actors on stage and it's a very, very minimal set, but the story they tell in an hour and 40 minutes is absolutely magical. And I think we've got the perfect backdrop for it, being set in Gander in Newfoundland. It's all very rustic, very outdoors, so we're one of the very, very lucky companies to get to perform it outside.
Performing in a theatre like this, do you think it even adds to how you feel as a company? Do you even give a better performance than being in what would normally be a village hall or a town hall, which is great, but here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so magical when you stand on that stage and you look up and you see nearly 600 people looking back at you, and they've come from all over the world and we've sold out, which is amazing. So that's really, really fun. And it just to know that all of those people are coming to see us when we stand on stage and we look out, it's just so, so amazing. We love it.
Frankie, it must be incredible to come down here and rehearse at times when the public aren't actually in. At the moment, they are in, and we're surrounded by, as you were saying, actually, people from all around the world. But sometimes you must have this place to yourself. It must feel like you're in heaven.
Yeah, there's some special moments. So when we get in at the theatre, we get in really early in the morning, so there's no one here. We have a couple of hours to ourselves, so we get to settle in, and then everyone gets kicked out again in the evening, and you get to see the evening for the first time with the set, with the lighting, and it's just a very special experience for everybody who's, especially if someone's never done it before, people get to see the whole thing and get a moment to themselves. It is really, really special, and it is nice that we get to have that time where it's just us and there's no one else.
You're performing your rehearsal on the stage today, an undress rehearsal, shall we call it. But how long have you been preparing for this show? And I'm assuming you're practicing in your normal rehearsal space.
So the cast started rehearsing in January. It was the auditions were mid-January and they started straight away and rehearsed twice a week. So they work very hard. So it's been about 15 weeks of rehearsals to put on this beautiful show in our lovely rehearsal space in Redruth. But it's very different. We haven't got the length of this gorgeous venue in our rehearsal space. So a lot of work does go in on the first couple of days just to get spacing like they are currently on the stage doing. Just to make sure everything looks perfect and everyone can be seen. We've got people running up and down the steps just to make sure every single audience member is able to witness the beauty of the show. So it's very special.
Ashley, it is an increasingly popular show, but how do you as a company decide what you're going to put on, and how do you get that mixture of shows?
We're quite lucky. We tend to jump on shows as they get released. So they're released by a licensing company, and Come From Away came up, and we absolutely had to jump on it. We had a Minac slot coming up, and we didn't have anything for it at the time, and we just thought Come From Away. It seems to almost fall into our laps a little bit, our shows. When we did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last year at the Hall for Cornwall, that definitely fell into our lap. The same with then doing Joseph at the Regal in November. All of these shows that we've dreamed of doing, they just pop up, and we're very, very lucky, and we've got a very good committee that jump on it as soon as it's available. We all work very, very well together.
Ashley and Frankie, thank you so much for joining us. We'll hear a little bit of the music from Come From Away, and we'll be back with Helen and Roxanne to talk to them about what it's like performing on the stage, and in Helen's case, directing.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander. Welcome to the rack if you come from away. Huh? You probably understand about half of what we say. Yeah. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man. Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the rack!
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike, so I'm covering for Annette, who's running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day. So I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased, until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of,
where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland.
Welcome to the rock, an islander.
Kids cross Airport Boulevard to get to school, and that time of day, people are in a little bit of a rush to get to work and stuff. So, normally, I sit there and run my radar.
Whoop, whoop.
And if they're speeding, I'll stop them and write out a warning ticket. I'll write STFD. Slow the fuck down.
Welcome to the land where the winter strikes to kill us, and we said,
we will not be killed.
Welcome to the land where the waters try to drown us, and we said,
we will not be drowned.
Welcome to the land where we lost our loved ones, and we said,
we will still go on.
Welcome to the land where the wind tried to blow,
and we said no.
That morning I drop my kids off at school and head to the SPCA, where I'm greeted by my other kids, all barking and meowing for breakfast and a belly rub. Not that I'm complaining, I loves them. But by the time feeding is done, I got to get back to pick up my human kids. So I take just 1 second for myself, and I'm sitting in my car.
I'm in the library.
I'm in the staff room.
And I turn on the radio.
You are here at the start of a moment, on the edge of the world, where the river meets the sea. Here on the edge of the Atlantic, on an island in between there and here.
I'm running my radar when Bonnie comes by. She pulls up and she is waving at me like mad. So I roll down my window and she says,
Oz, turn on the radio.
Slow it down.
Jesus H. Oz, turn on your radio.
Where our story starts,
it's my first day at the station.
Where we'll end the night,
I'm getting coffee for the picket line.
Where we know by heart,
5 minutes till my smoke break.
Every single flight,
I'm off to work at the airport.
Welcome to the park, welcome to the trees, to the ocean and the sky and whatever's in between. To the ones who've left, yet never truly gone. Our candles in the window and the kettle's always on. When the sun is coming up and the world has come ashore, if you're hoping for a harbor, then you'll find an open door. In the winter, from the water, through whatever's in the way, to the ones who have come from away. Welcome to the rock.
From the original cast soundtrack of Come From Away, that's Welcome to the Rock. Well, we are still here at the Mnac Theatre in Cornwall, just on the Atlantic coast near Porthcurno, and I'm joined now by the director of the show from the Redruth Amateur Operatic Society, Helen Hartshorne.
Hello.
And also one of the stars of the show, Roxanne Dash.
Hello.
We are here on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, it couldn't be any hotter.
And we've just come to the end of one of your rehearsals. Yes. How's it going?
Very well. We're ready. It's just very hot. So, and now we've got to get into costume. So we're kind of dreading that. But it's been brilliant. It's been very technical. The set is built. We're really pleased. So we're raring to go. We just need an audience now.
Roxanne, what is it like acting on this iconic stage?
It's pretty special. It's very special. Why am I getting emotional? We've done a few shows here now, but this show in this venue, it couldn't be more perfect. The words of the songs, we're by the sea, we're on the edge of the world, and that's where we are. And it's iconic.
For a musical like this, as you say, there can't be anywhere better. Mm. And I would imagine that the location adds to the emotion of playing the roles.
Oh, totally. As you can tell, I'm a very emotional person. And my part is also very emotional. She's worried about her son, who's actually in New York at the time, and they don't know where he is, and he's a firefighter. So just being here and then looking out to sea and being a mother myself, yeah.
Helen, you're directing the show, but you're also in the show. I have often wondered, how difficult is that?
Very. It's one of these shows that when I took it on to direct, I've always wanted to be in it. And I saw it years ago and I absolutely love it. And the part of Beulah, that's the part I'm playing, is a little bit me. I thought, well, I can see myself playing it. And then, yeah, so it kind of happened. I did audition myself and I auditioned in front of everybody, so it was done fairly. It's been challenging. So I've had someone stand in for me and then I can watch the whole process and then I've come in. But now, obviously, we've just done our tech. That's it. That's the final time. And now I'll be in the show. But I love it. I'm just delighted to be back on stage.
What difference is there between directing here in this location and a town or a city hall?
You've got to work to your venue, and obviously we've got the most amazing iconic backdrop for this show. It couldn't have anything more perfect, so it's playing to that. And with this venue, it is a difficult venue to play because, as you can see, the seats are all over the place and it's quite, you're far away. We've got to project a lot more, but we've built a huge set and it's utilizing, we don't want to lose too much of the Minac. And that's what, when we sat down and had our first meeting, we don't want to cover up, obviously, the backdrop. We want to be open, but making it very come from away-esque, because we've made everything. We've not hired anything in. So, it's just working to the venue.
Roxanne, this isn't your first show you've done with the Redruth Amateur Operatic Society. What other ones have you been in?
Oh, well, I've been with the society since I was six. I'm now 43.
I'm going to let you two argue over that.
Now 43, so I've done a lot of shows, but here at the Minac, I've done Carousel, Jesus Christ Superstar, which was 8 years ago when we won the award for the best show of the year here, and I've also done Annie here, and Helen's done Titanic. We've done lots and lots of shows here, but then we also have done many shows at our home at the Regal, and more recently, we've just gone back to the New Hall for Cornwall, with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was really good fun.
Before our last track, we spoke to Frankie and Ashley, and I think it's important, isn't it, Roxanne, to remember that a show is so much more than just those people on the stage.
Oh, absolutely. We couldn't do it without our backstage crew. For this show, we've not got quite as many backstage, but for a show like Charlie, we had a much larger backstage crew. But not only that, for somewhere like this, we rely heavily on somebody to build the set, and we are extremely lucky that we've got some people in the cast that are actually very good at that. And then people's families come and help. We've had wives and children and husbands and sisters and brothers and all coming down to help us build this set. And without them, we wouldn't be able to put this show on.
Helen, what plans now? You've sold out every night here down at the Minac. Are you already thinking about what you turn your hand and your singing voices to next?
Well, we have already, yes. Our next production's in November, which we've already put up to sale, and it's selling really, really well, and that's We Will Rock You. So we're doing that at the Regal Theatre in Redruth. So we're back in our hometown, which is amazing. And then after that, we're rolling on again, because that's where we are. We're doing Shrek the musical at the Hall for Cornwall. So that's already in the process of being put together as well, which is, we've got a really, really exciting 12 months ahead of us. So we can't wait.
Well, I think on the programme, we'd rather like to follow what you do next. So will you both come back on nearer the time that Freddie Mercury is due to take the stage?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Helen Hartshorne, director and star of Come From Away here at the Minnock Theatre, and Roxanne Dash, thank you so much for inviting me, and well done on such a fantastic production.
Thank you.
Thank you.